All right, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into December 20th, 2024. All of you sent in a ton of articles about AI advancements from that day, and wow, this wasn't just any day in AI.
It really does feel like we got a glimpse into the future, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, imagine it's late evening on December 20th, you're scrolling through AI news, and suddenly...
Bam.
Yeah. Google drops Gemini 2.0 Flash.
It is big.
It's an AI that can actually solve, like, complex reasoning problems. But not only that.
It shows you how it got there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, having Sherlock Holmes explaining his deductions step by step.
Exactly. I love that analogy. So instead of it being this mysterious black box, you can actually understand the AI's thought process.
Right. Think about it. Let's say you're asking your AI for financial advice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can not only give you the advice, but also walk you through all the logic, all the steps it took to get to that answer.
That would be huge. It could completely change how much we trust AI.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Are you really going to trust AI advice if you have no idea how it arrived at its conclusion?
Exactly. And the crazy thing is, this isn't just some theoretical idea, right? This thing is already crushing the competition.
Crushing it. It's ranked number one on Chatbot Arena.
Across all categories.
Across all categories, which is unheard of.
Exactly. And here's the best part. Google's making it free.
You hear that, other companies. Free.
It really makes you wonder, you know, is the future of AI going to be dominated by just a few giant companies? Or are we going to see a more open approach? Google's definitely putting their chips on. Open.
It's a bold move for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's move from the virtual world to the, well, the real world.
Right. You guys also sent us a bunch of articles about humanoid robots. Like, remember how Google sold Boston Dynamics a while back?
Yeah.
Well, they're jumping back into the robot game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're partnering with Aptronik to develop Apollo.
What's Apollo?
It's a robot designed to, well, work alongside humans.
So we're not talking about, like, robots taking our jobs.
Mm. Not necessarily.
Okay, good.
But think about this. Apollo is 5'8", 160 pounds. Sound familiar?
Hmm. Seems kind of like a human, actually.
Exactly. And they're combining Aptronik's hardware expertise with Google DeepMind's AI, specifically their Gemini models. So we're talking about a really capable body, A&D, a really smart brain.
That's a potent combination. Okay, let's bring this back to our listeners. I mean, with AI this advanced becoming so integrated into our world, I got to ask, what tasks could you see a humanoid robot helping with in your everyday life?
Ooh, good question. I'd love to hear what people think. All right, so we've got Google pushing for transparency, advanced robots that can work in our world, and then there's Genesis.
Genesis.
This is a wild one. It's basically a generative AI physics simulator.
A what?
Okay, so imagine a simulator that can run physics 430,000 times faster than real-time physics.
How is that even possible?
I have no idea, but the possibilities are insane. You could train robots in these hyper-realistic simulations at, like, warp speed.
Well,
yeah. They could learn from millions of virtual experiences in the blink of an eye.
So robots could master skills before they even enter the real world.
Exactly. Imagine them learning complex movements, how to adapt to different environments, all within these virtual, you know, sandboxes.
That would change everything. And what's even cooler, Genesis is open source, so anyone can use it. Imagine what that'll do for robotics research.
Well, robotics revolution. And all this, mind you, is just from December 20th. This one day was packed.
It really was an incredible day.
Right.
But amidst all this exciting stuff, there was also some, some drama.
Oh, yeah. You guys sent in an article about Alec Radford, one of the key figures behind GPT, leaving OpenAI. And then there was that whole thing with Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO, calling Elon Musk a bully.
Yeah, there's definitely some tension brewing in the AI world.
Right. It makes you think, what's the best way to develop this tech? Should it be open, closed, focused on profit, focused on safety? It's a crossroads.
It is. And those questions are going to be front and center as we move forward. But before we get too deep into those philosophical debates, we've got to hit you with the rapid fire round.
Oh, yeah. December 20th was so packed with AI news that we can't possibly cover it all in depth, but we got to give you the highlights.
Right. So first up, Anthropic released guidelines for building AI agents. They're emphasizing simplicity and reliability, a more cautious approach to AI development.
Then we've got Meta hinting at big advancements in their AI model, Llama 4, Think. Speech capabilities, AI agents for businesses. Meta's not letting Google run away with the show.
And remember Perplexity, that AI search platform? Well, they just acquired a company called Carbon. Now their AI can connect directly to apps like Notion and Google Docs.
Imagine searching for something and having the AI instantly pull up the relevant document right there in your workflow. Productivity on steroids.
It's wild. And then there's Microsoft. They're rolling out Copilot Vision for US Pro users. It's basically real-time AI built right into your web browser. It helps you with tasks, answers questions, all while you're browsing. AI is becoming part of our everyday digital lives.
And the hits just keep coming. OpenAI is making it even easier for developers to integrate ChatGPT. We could start seeing ChatGPT everywhere, you know, specialized software, learning apps, who knows? And to top it all off, Google's Gemini 2.0 just solved the hardest Gaokao math question ever recorded.
The Gaokao is China's super tough college entrance exam, right?
Yep. And Google's AI even beat OpenAI's model. This thing is powerful.
It really does feel like AI is reaching new heights of problem-solving and reasoning. It's incredible, but also a little unnerving.
I know what you mean. But hey, that's just December 20th, 2024. We've got a whole future of AI to explore.
And explore we shall. Join us in part two as we delve deeper into the implications of all these advancements and what they could mean for humanity.
Phew. After all that AI news from just one day, I am ready for a little bit of a digital detox. How about you?
Yeah, it really makes your head spin, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think for me, what was most amazing out of all those articles is just how fast everything's changing.
Right. Feels like we're watching a tech revolution happening in real time.
Definitely. And, you know, with every revolution comes some growing pains, right? I mean, what are the downsides of all this progress?
Yeah, it makes you think, what could go wrong?
Well, one thing that pops into my head is what's going to happen to all the jobs? We were talking about Apollo, that humanoid robot Google's making, and Genesis, you know, that simulator that can train robots so fast. What happens when those robots can do a lot of the jobs the humans are doing now?
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, are we all going to be replaced by robots? Is that what we're looking at?
It's probably not quite that simple,
Okay.
but AI and automation are definitely going to change what work looks like.
Okay, so you're saying that some jobs will disappear, but others will change.
Right. And I think a lot of new jobs will be created, jobs that we can't even imagine yet.
So it's less about robots taking our jobs and more about robots changing what kinds of jobs exist.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. And that means we as humans, you know, we'll need to adapt.
So we need to think about how we can, you know, learn new skills. Like, what should we be teaching people?
Totally. I think skills like critical thinking, problem solving, things like that are going to become even more valuable.
And also the ability to work with AI, right? I mean, it sounds like we won't just be working for companies, we'll be working alongside AI.
Exactly. But how can we work with something that we don't understand? Like, how do we even begin to wrap our heads around this tech?
Right, it's changing so
Yeah,
fast.
it can be a bit intimidating trying to keep up with it all. But, you know, there are a lot of great resources out there if you want to learn more about AI. Even if you're not like a tech whiz, there are online courses, there are podcasts, even books.
Oh, so it's not like you have to go back to college and get a computer science degree to understand this stuff.
No, not at all. I think the most important thing is just to be curious, you know?
Yeah.
Just stay informed about what's happening in the world of AI
Yeah.
and like don't be afraid to ask questions and join the conversation.
Okay, I like that. Knowledge is power. But what about the companies developing this tech? I mean, should we just trust that they're going to use it responsibly? I don't know.
I think it's super important to hold these companies accountable. We need them to be transparent about how they're developing AI, what data they're using, what kinds of safeguards they have in place. Because, you know, these are powerful technologies. They could have unintended consequences if we're not careful.
Transparency and accountability. Those are good points. But here's another thing I was wondering while reading all these articles. What about the impact of AI on our, like, human relationships? I mean, if we're spending more and more time interacting with AI, are we going to lose touch with each other?
That's a really deep question. I mean, I think it all comes down to how we choose to use AI,
Right.
AI is a tool. It can be amazing, but it shouldn't replace human connection. We have to be mindful about how we integrate AI into our lives.
So it's about striking a balance, embracing the potential of AI without losing sight of what makes us human.
Exactly. But I know what you mean. All this talk about super intelligent machines and robots taking over, it does make you wonder, where do we humans fit into all this? What's our role?
Yeah, it can feel a little existential.
For sure. And that, my friend, is exactly what we'll be tackling in part three of this deep dive. We're going to be talking about the really big philosophical implications of these advancements, what it all means for the future of humanity.
All right, let's take a deep breath here because we have covered so much ground in this deep dive, from AI that can, like, explain its reasoning to robots learning crazy fast in virtual worlds. December 20th was LLaT.
It really shows you how quickly the world of AI is changing, you know? And it leads to that big question. What does it all mean for us? For humans, I mean.
Right. We've talked about how jobs are going to change, how we'll need new skills, even about robots working right alongside us. But is this all good news? Should we be, like, freaking out about some AI apocalypse?
I think the truth is probably somewhere in between those extremes, you know? We got to remember that AI is just a tool. It's not good or bad on its own. It's how we use it that matters. We humans get to decide.
So, no killer robots enslaving humanity. Not yet, at least.
We'll never say never, right? But seriously, the future of AI isn't set in stone. It's not like we're just watching this all happen, helpless. We actually have a responsibility to shape this technology, to steer it in a direction that benefits us, all of us.
That sounds like a huge e-responsibility. I mean, where do we even begin?
Well, I think the first step is awareness. We got to educate ourselves about what AI can actually do, both the good stuff and the potential dangers.
So understand its potential, but also its limitations.
Right. And we also need to think about the ethics of it all, like the potential for bias, for example,
mm-hmm.
and the ways AI could be misused, even if it wasn't intended that way.
Okay, so step one is to educate ourselves. What's step two?
Step two is to actually get involved. We can't just be passive consumers of AI. We have to be part of the conversation.
So you mean like talking about AI with friends and family or reading articles and stuff?
That's a good start.
Yeah.
But also like engaging in bigger discussions, you know, asking tough questions, pushing for policies that promote responsible AI development.
Okay, so educate ourselves and get involved. What about the folks who are actually building these AI systems? Do they have a role to play?
They're actually the most important piece of the puzzle. Developers, researchers, policymakers, everyone involved in AI needs to be thinking about ethics from the very beginning, designing systems that are fair, transparent, and accountable.
So it sounds like we're talking about a whole shift in mindset, right? It's not just about making AI more powerful, it's about making it better, more aligned with our values as humans.
Exactly. We need to look past all the hype and all the fear and focus on creating AI that actually makes life better, solves real problems, AI that makes the world a better place.
That's a vision worth striving for. So for our listeners out there, what's the one big takeaway from this whole deep dive? What's the most important thing you want them to remember?
That the future of AI isn't some predetermined thing. It's being created right now through the choices we make, the conversations we have, the actions we take. We all have a part to play in shaping that future. And we need to make sure that AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
Wow, that's a powerful message. And it makes all this whole exploration of December 20th even more meaningful.
Hmm.
It's not just about understanding this tech. It's about understanding our own role in its future.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it?
Mm.
Exploring this one crazy day in AI history.
Absolutely. But hey, the AI revolution is just getting started, right? So to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future is waiting to be written.